Practical Grammar of Northern Haida, Unit 1.6, Verbs with Complex Changes. For other verbs, there are more complex changes that take place between the basic form and the simple present form. Notice the changes that take place with the following group of verbs. Tutunskut. Tutunskut. To do some laundry. Simple present form. Tutunskidung. Tutunskidung. Skunstus. Skunstus. To blow one's nose. Simple present form. Skunstijung. Skunstijung. Hjall. Hjall. To dance. Simple present form. Hjallgung. Hjallgung. Hnill. Hnill. To drink some water. Simple present form. Hnilgung. Hnilgung. Took it. Took it. To do some carving. Simple present form. Took eating. Took eating. Notice that no matter what other changes take place, the simple present form of the verb always ends in the sound ng. This is true for every verb in the language. Here are some sentence examples with these complex change verbs. Sherilyn tutunskidung. Sherilyn tutunskidung. Sherilyn is doing some laundry. Ben skunstijung. Ben skunstijung. Ben is blowing his nose. Molly hjallgung. Molly hjallgung. Molly is dancing. Tony hnilgung. Tony hnilgung. Tony is drinking water. John took eating. John took eating. John is carving. Although these changes may look very complicated now, they are in fact very regular. Take, for instance, verbs that end in -ut in their basic form, such as tutunskut, to do some laundry. It turns out that every verb that ends in -ut in its basic form will end in -eating in its simple present form, just like tutunskut does. So, once we know how one verb works, we can apply that same pattern to any new -ut verb that we come across. At this point, we won't worry about trying to identify all the different possible patterns and memorizing a sample verb for each one. What's important for now is to know that for some verbs, there can be these complex changes that happen in the simple present form, and so we should be alert to these changes as we learn new verbs.